Punca, stria, mituni, bhavam, etam, tayor, mito, hridaya, gantim, ahu, ato, griha, kshetra, sutapa, vitair, janasya, moho, yam, aham, mameti, pumsak striyam mituni bhavan etam, pumsak striyam mituni bhavan etam, tayor mito hridaya gantim ahu, tayor mito hridaya gantim ahu, ato griha kshetra sutapa vitair, ato griha kshetra sutapa vitair, janasya mohoyam aham mameti, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. Please. Pumsaha of a male, striyaha of a female, vihuti bhavam, attraction for sex life, etam, this, tayoho, of both of them, mitaha, between one other. Hridaya grantim, the knot of the hearts, ahuhu, they call, ataha, thereafter, griha, by home, kshetra, field, suta, children, apta, relatives, vitaihi, and by wealth, janasya, of the living being, mohaha, illusion, I am this, aham, I, mama, mine, iti, this. Translation: The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, this ties together the hearts of the male and female. One became attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Purport, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sex serves as the natural attraction between man and woman, and when they are married, their relationship becomes more involved. Due to be an entangling relationship between man and woman, there is a sense of illusion whereby one thinks, this man is my husband, or this woman is my wife. This is called Hridaya Ganti, the heart knot of the heart. This knot is very difficult to undo. Even though a man and woman separate either for the principle of varnashrama or simply to get a divorce. In any case, the man always thinks of the woman and the woman always thinks of the man. Thus a person becomes materially attached to family, property and children, although these are temporary. The possessor unfortunately identifies with his property and wealth. Sometimes even after renunciation, one became attached to a temple or to the few things that constitute to property of a sannyasi. But such attachment is not as strong as family attachment. The attachment to the family is the strongest illusion. In the Satya Samhita, it is stated, Brahmandya Jagyar Valakya Brahmadya Yajavala Kadya Muchyate Stri Sahainah Badoyante Kachana Itesham Vishesham Chakdo Viduhu. Sometimes it is found among exalted personalities like Lord Brahma that the wife and children are not a cause of bondage. On the contrary, the wife actually helps further spiritual life and liberation. Nonetheless, most people are bound by the knot of the material relationship, and consequently they forget their relationship with Krishna. Translation: the attraction between male and female is the basic principles of material existence. On the basis of the misconception which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Magyanati nanda syagya najana shakya chakshunita minuta smai shivirva nuha mukha mukha roti vacharam kankum nankarita tatrupam nukha shivirva nuha nam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatar Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama Namaha Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namina Namo Prabhupada Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharina Nirvishesha Shunivavani Paschatya Deshatarina. It's very good verse for person who planning get married. Yeah. So the verse is really, really kind of criticizing and saying true about grihastha life, about attachment to both male to female and female to male. And actually Prabhupada saved us in end of this purport, because he gave some hope when this he was quoting verse from Satya Samhita, where he's saying, the verse is saying, sometimes some exalted persons, they just have good grihastha life, not grihamedi life, but grihastha life. And actually, like verse is saying about, you know, about sex life generally, and Yeah, grihastha life is actually the fruits of grihastha life supposed to be Krishna conscious children generally, but yeah, this should be like this is desire for every each real grihastha, have Krishna conscious children. And what to do is actually question, because it's like in India, in actually Vedic system, everything is much more easy. Is all environment is more helpful in with growing Krishna conscious children. When we have all this preparings for, even actually we can go back to childhood of the children. Even parents preparing the husband and wife for children, by checking all the horoscope, and they, okay, this will be your husband and this will be your wife. And actually what coming in this moment, because we on West, we was just our eyes was just going, ah, this, that, I don't know, blonde hair or brown hair or whatever. This, we was really had problem with this, at least me, because we don't knew who will be our partner, future partner. Then in Vedic system, the boy and girl, they know. So they can focus on this person. And all relationship with friends, with all family is completely different. This is also ideal. Now in India it's a little bit worse, even not a little bit, but anyway. Then, for example, like boys keeping much more with boys, by playing together, dancing together, touching together, and all this kind of needs of senses, they are more fulfilled. Then I have this experience when I've been in South India and we just stopped kirtan, dancing, and brahmachari catch me like that, and I felt, oh, some electricity. But I just exchange with them some energy, what generally this energy we won't exchange with opposite sex. So this is really, really helpful. Family or system, till 5 years child can do whatever want almost, but is still is sweet relationship between parents and child, because in action coming uncle is for chastising child. So therefore is really sweet relationship between parents and child, what is really helpful. And then mother love the child, especially boy, and she giving breast milk till 5-6 years, what is really, really helpful with cooling down lust. If some boy getting milk breast really long time, he don't mixing the breast, for him breast is just getting food, getting milk. And it's interesting, because when somebody giving to child bottle with milk, child see that generally the bottle is glass bottle, and child see the milk is going just, oh, it's soon is finished. But if her breast, it's like always milk is there. So the conception of breast for boy who getting milk from mother breast, it's like this is for food, this is just I getting food from them, that's it. So it's not misconception. So this is really, really helpful. And then it's also in when new family coming, it's all preparations and yagyas and all these things, and even after marriage, the couples don't living in one room. They even just ladies one side, boys other side. So all this environment is really helpful in have cool grihastha life. Then yeah, and then when they want chai, they preparing also, we have this 50 rounds before getting chai, just how to say, conception, yeah. So actually, I want mention some story. Everybody know the story, but I will little bit turn the story. One person who was really advanced, he was really controlling senses, what we need for producing Krishna, God child and Krishna conscious child, and he and in moment when was conception, he also was chanting holy names. Actually, this is story about Hiranyakashipu. Quite interesting, yeah? Because he was, when he went for penances, he was really, really strict going in penances. He was not eating and this and that. But two munis, Narada Muni and Angira Muni, they took form of parrots. And when Hiranyakashipu was successful in his penances, they was coming, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. They was just constantly saying to him this mantra. And he was just tolerating, but he was general. His nature was demon nature, so he was like not so happy with this mantra, because this was his enemy who killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. And then he got fright, he just gave up his penances and he went to home. And then actually the system, like we have when artha, dhamma, karma, moksha, when we're doing some penances, we want just some satisfaction. So then he said, okay, I will enjoy it with my wife, and because these two parrots just frightened me up, and they was saying all the time enemies' names. So then they have union. And then Hiranyakashipu, in moment, conception, he was saying actually why he came, and I was frightened, and these two parrots came, and moment on conception, he was saying, they were saying, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So This was good parent, good father, because he was really like kind of preparing for this by penances, and he was Krishna conscious, and this is source of have Krishna conscious children, and who was Prahlad Maharaj? He was really Krishna conscious child, and then generally we have the problem because we following senses and we're not so strong in this. But actually Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita example how to control senses. And I will ask Bhagavati Mataji for reading
Chapter 2, verse 58. One who is able to withdraw the senses from the sense objects as the tortoise draws its limbs within the shell is firmly fixed in perfect consciousness. Purport. The test of a yogi, devotee, or self-realized soul is that he is able to control the senses according to his plan. Most people, however, are servants of the senses and are thus directed by the dictation of the senses. That is the answer to the question as to how the yogi is situated. The senses are compared to venomous serpents. They want to act very loosely and without restriction. The yogi or the devotee must be very strong to control the serpents, like a snake charmer. He never allows them to act independently. There are many injunctions in the revealed scriptures. Some of them are do nots and some of them are do's. Unless one is able to follow the do's and the do nots, restricting oneself from sense enjoyment, it is not possible to be firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness. The best example set herein is the tortoise. The tortoise can at any moment wind up his senses and exhibit them again at any time for particular purposes. Similarly, the senses of Krishna conscious persons are used only for some particular purpose in the service of the Lord and are withdrawn otherwise. Arjuna is being taught here to use his senses for the service of the Lord instead of for his own satisfaction. Keeping the senses always in the service of the Lord is the example set by the analogy of the tortoise who keeps the senses within.
So we have example how to do. Even it's one or two more examples in Bhagavad Gita you can remember. And then actually this question, who should be qualified? Parents or child? Who should be qualified? First parents and then child. Manohar Prabhu is saying. So then, we have example of parents, like good parents who are Krishna conscious and they giving opportunity for nice soul became just take birth in this world. Like, for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur give opportunity for come and preach to this world, to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. For what I was thinking is, anyway, is both will be qualified. Because parents, they qualified, and they calling qualified soul. So it must be both. Otherwise, of course, dependent to our conscience. It's like if we're doing not proper conception, we have no proper child. And no proper child cannot come to proper parents. So the person who coming, getting new life, should be prepared for this. And then is all these things is coming actually in the womb of mother, then some person from Srimad Bhagavatam examples, they was just doesn't want go out from the womb of mother. Shukadev Goswami, for example, he was waiting how many? 7 years or something? 16 even! Oh boy! So he knew What's going on in this material world? And he said, no, I don't want to go. But if he went out, he just jumped. And father was running after, Shukadev, I have so many plans for you. And only echo was, plans. And Shukadev was running. So this is, and the same with life of Bharat Maharaj, in Jada Bharata life. Fortunately, he could remember his previous life, and then he was thinking, I will play foolish person, and everybody will give me peace. Father was trying, just pushing Gayatri mantra for him and whatever, and just, he was dressing not proper, eating not proper, but he was satisfied. He was Krishna conscious. And actually, his question, actually, on one lecture of was coming question, why Bharat Maharaj fell down actually in this, because he was on state only bhava, not prema. This is point. In Baba, we still making offenses. We still getting the reactions of our sins just exactly on prema. We cannot. Or in case it's some story, but it's too long. It's not for this lecture. It's some story when pure devotee just fell down, but this was for really pleasure of Krishna. Anyway, and then who else we have? You can thinking about who, and this is the point. Like, it's really danger at the point. But we have really one nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, which saying what we thinking in our womb, and then we will connect this. Generally, what's happening with soul? Generally, soul getting good care from parents and forgetting about that. Then I will ask Sukumari, Devi Dasi, for reading something.
Not really prepared, but I try something. This is a compilation by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's called Sri Bhagavatarka Marichimala. And there are many verses from Bhagavatam quoted. And there's one chapter about the symptoms of conditioned souls and the symptoms of fortunate souls. And I was asked to read out some inspirational shlokas. The one about the prayers in the womb is as follows. Even though we are put into the womb because of our aversion to Krishna, we will deliver ourselves by proper intelligence and undeviated attention. Without wasting any more lifetimes and struggling hard for existence, we will try our best to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Though there are many more verses, symptoms of conditioned souls, I will take some time. 2, 3. That's a good question. Okay, I found one second. Here it's from the 11th canto. There's a comparison made. It's saying, now I will explain the contradictory symptoms of both the conditioned souls and the liberated souls living in the tree of material existence. Two birds who are friends and are of a similar nature have out of their own sweet will built nests in the tree of material existence. One of the birds is eating the fruit of this tree, and the other bird is strong and healthy despite not eating any fruit of this tree. The intelligent bird knows himself and the other bird as well, but the foolish bird does not know himself or the other bird. Since the foolish bird is influenced by Maya, he is eternally conditioned. Since the intelligent bird is full of transcendental knowledge, he is eternally liberated. If the foolish bird can understand the intelligent bird as well as himself, then he can also become liberated. He then no longer has to eat the fruits of the banyan tree. Some more? One more. Okay. This is a prayer by Lord Brahma to Krishna. O Lord, until people take shelter of your lotus feet, they continue to become fearful about their assets, bodies, and relatives, and they become overwhelmed with lamentation, material attachment, and greed. In this way, they see everything in terms of I and mine. Their sinful endeavors for sense gratification become deeply rooted in their hearts. Exactly. Now, two about symptoms of fortunate souls. Second. Just as, and this is Krishna said to Uddhava, just as the sky, the sun, and the air remain unaffected despite coming in contact with other objects, unattached persons, through transcendental realization, destroy doubts with the sharp weapon of transcendental association, even while remaining within this material world. They give up the conception of diversity just as a person gives up the conception of his dream when he wakes up. In other words, they give up their absorption in matter by realizing that they are spirit souls and eternal servants of Krishna. Then, maybe last one, a prayer. This is Vidura said to Maitreya in the third canto. One should pray to the Lord in this way. O Krishna, this material world is not a suitable place for me. Therefore, I have nothing to do with it. Still, I will fulfill whatever formalities are there as long as I have this material body by engaging in your devotional service.
Actually, yeah, this is like we start this process with Shraddha and then association with devotee. This is actually the most important, like Narada Muni show all these things. But the point is like we cannot miss all these things. Otherwise we just all the time in this material world, suffering and trying be Ishvaras. I was thinking, how is now? Because we're speaking, like I said, Prabhupada saved the poor poor, the verse, because he was saying about some exalted person can give good example by Grihastha life. And actually I know two couples at least. So really strong, like Krida Chaitanya Prabhu in family and Kripamoy Prabhu in family. So this is really good examples, like children Krishna conscious. So this is the life. So it's like we're saying it's Kali Yuga, but just devotee like Krida Chaitanya Prabhu, Kripamoy Prabhu. For sure you know more. So they giving good example how be Krishna conscious Grihastha. Padgrihamadi. And when Krishna is in the center. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Some corrections, whatever. Somebody can share with some experiences about this topic. Yes. What is the question? How can they deal with the pain? Yeah? Yeah. Because Piotr, yeah? Piotrek. Bhakta Piotr said, Peter, he asked question, how is this? Because this example is like Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining, like in womb, the environment, life in womb is really horrible. It's many bugs and whatever, and the position is completely yogi position. So he's asking how Shukadev Goswami could be so long time there, for example. This is point, like if somebody is Krishna conscious, for him, like Lord Chaitanya give example in last verse of Shikshashtakam, when Janmastami Prabhu, what is the when whatever Krishna doing, you can, how is that the verse? Mm-hmm. In English. Thank you so much. And then Haridas Thakur, he was beaten on market because he was chanting Hare Krishna. And Shukadev Goswami also was chanting Hare Krishna in womb. So be with Krishna is no problem. Are you satisfied with that? Not so much. Yeah. Yes. Ah, really? So he don't do. Okay. he was yogi, so he could manage like. And they feel more like spirit soul, which is 1,000 part of 1,000, you know. Yeah. Who? At this I don't have. Yeah. Anyway, the Kauravas also was quite long time, and even they was in some bowl because who? Wife of the Gandhari was breaking. Actually, there was yogi, and who said he was not devotee? Giant Vijay, yeah. They just did their service. It's like yeah. If devotee doing some activity, this look from outside like materialist, but internally is not. Actually, quite interesting story. Duryodhan was really cured. How Arjuna, why he getting so many affection from Krishna? And he asked this question Narada Muni. And Narada Muni said, okay, dress really, really simple and come with me. We will go to Arjuna bedroom. Then this was night, so Arjuna was sleeping. And then Narada Muni said, please, put your ear next to hairs of Arjuna. And Duryodhana was saying, I'm making from myself foolish person. Nobody is here, so anyway, I will do. I am just cured. And he put his ear to hairs of Arjuna, and he heard, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So all body is Krishna conscious. This is a quality of Krishna conscious person. Outside look like normal materialist, but inside it's like Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
because of that.